From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A coalition of six nations, the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Britain, are calling for an immediate ceasefire in Aleppo. They are condemning Russia for interfering with attempts to bring humanitarian aid to civilians trapped in the city. The military coalition fighting to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul made an unusual strike Wednesday on militants holed up in a hospital building. The coalition says the building had been taken over by militants who were firing guns and rockets at Iraqi forces. It is unclear how many casualties resulted from the carefully targeted strike. A Pakistani plane crashed while traveling from the northern town of Chitral to Islamabad Wednesday, killing all 48 people on board. The Pakistan International Airlines plane went down and burst into flames in an isolated mountainous area near the town of Havelian. 42 passengers, 5 crew members, and a ground engineer were on board. The airline's chairman said the pilot had informed the control tower that one of the plane's engines had stopped functioning. He said an investigation has been launched. Authorities in Indonesia Wednesday declared a 2-week state of emergency after an earthquake hit Aceh province. The quake on the northern tip of Sumatra Island killed at least 97 people. What was billed as the last big gathering of survivors of the 1941 Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor took place in Hawaii. The observance came 75 years to the day after the surprise attack that took the lives of 2,400 people and brought the United States into World War II. This is VOA News.